Check. Next, I'd like to introduce.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida. It is Friday! TGIF, everybody! We made it! Well, almost.
That whole week.
First five-day work week, Pete Shepherd.
How'd you do it?
I don't know. We still got another 4 hours to go. Gonna be a lot of fun. I think there's like three or four big misses in the NBA, if you know what I'm saying tonight. Vegas style. I'll share those with you later on. I was just perusing those before the airwaves. Before taking to the airwaves. Speaking of handicapping, Gabe Morenci will be on at 4:30. We'll have our pigskin picks. Five big games, four NFL, one college championship on the board.
You and I coming off an undefeated last weekend.
Yeah, we were.
3-0-1.
Yeah, that counts.
I was too.
No.
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 Well, Rick wasn't, but I was.
Rick did better for you. In fact, Rick raised your percentage. Of
yeah,
your
but
last
I would have gone 3-0-1, so I don't know what else to
what
say.
What it could have, should have, I don't know. You could have mailed in your picks from the wedding, but you didn't, so Rick picked for you. He did an admirable job, 2-1-1, and that's what you get.
I did. I actually mailed those picks in. They should be showing up here the next few days.
All right, you know what, Chris? Instead of being 20 games below 500.
Can I get the win?
I'll give it to you now. You're 19 below 500.
18. You got to take away a loss as well.
Math is a funny thing. All right.
This is the new math.
Love it.
This is how they teach math
love
in school
it,
now.
Love it. You're going to give me a win, you got to take away an L.
Well, that's kind of true.
It's science.
I don't know if I mean, after this weekend, boys and girls, there's only three more games left to pick.
It's down to me. Excuse me?
Yes.
Sir, you should know by now, there's always something to pick. Forget, it doesn't have to be football, my friend.
Yeah, but we don't deviate from the format of the pigskin picks.
It is pigskin picks.
I know that, but...
No, so you got to have pigskin.
He's got to be football.
I know that.
Can't be round ball.
Now when I mop the floor with you losers, we'll start over with the XFL in 3 weeks.
Mopping anything. Barely clinging to a one-game lead.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Can't wait. If you want to jump on the show, it is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Okay. You can follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. You can follow me at Craig ESPN, follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. Don't forget to download our app for free at our website, 99.3ESPN.com. Mm-hmm. And your chance to win $1,000 two times in the next 4 hours with the Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab. Don't forget that. And we want to welcome somebody.
Yes, we do.
We have a brand new studio sponsor. The Lansdowne Street Studios.
Love it. Lansdowne Street Studios. Love it.
How about that?
Awesome.
Way to kick off the 2020 year with that.
Fantastic.
Sweet.
Green Falcon right off the bat. Can we discuss the War of 1812 today?
We did Civil War trivia yesterday.
I thought we were going to get into the Battle of the Bulge today.
Now, Chris,
it's a real thing. It's World War II.
It was. But I see your brain working.
No, he just likes to say Battle of the Bulge.
It's the Battle of the Bulge.
He thinks it's about fat people.
I want to remind everybody, we had to dump him once yesterday. Right? He's getting frisky going into the weekend.
It was a bad call on my part yesterday. Thank you, guys.
The program director censored himself. Does that ever happen?
What I lean on you guys for.
Do you remember the Battle of War of 1812?
No.
Not at all. You remember who was involved in it?
What year did it take place?
1812 started.
Does that have anything to do with Cinco de Mayo?
Ayo.
I believe it was the United States and Great Britain.
Yeah.
Or the UK. Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the Alamo?
That was, come on.
That did not go well.
The Alamo was in San Antonio. Yeah.
No, I know that.
Okay.
I know that.
I've been there.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Remember the Alamo.
I was kind of disappointed. I mean, it's just a little adobe building in the middle of a built-up San Antonio downtown.
What do you think about the history that went on over
there? You look around on the lawn, and you're like, wow, there used to be thousands of dead bodies as far as the eye could see around here. Yeah. Here I'm just standing in line, complaining that it's hot. It didn't feel right. So anyway, that's how that went. All right, so we got a lot to cover here. This is going to be a fun day, as always, on a Friday. Head you into the weekend. And we're going to dive down into these games a little bit. Josh McDaniels and his wife are in Cleveland. Brought the wifey along. So we'll get all those details. But first,
says a lot, by the way.
Let's kick things off right now with our first Sports Center rundown.
Timely.
At 4 minutes past the hour, here's Chris.
Money right now is pouring in for the LSU Tigers to win and cover in Monday night's national championship game. Quote, right now it's all LSU. Nick Bogdanovich, director of trading for William Hill U.S., said Thursday, quote, currently money is about 8-1 in favor of LSU and tickets 4-1 in favor of the Purple and Gold Tigers. An attorney for Patrick Reed sent a cease and desist letter to Golf Channel's analyst Brandel Chambly, telling him to stop calling his client a cheater because Patrick Reed cheated last week in the Bahamas.
Is that like a cease and desist? Does that have any backing, or is this like a congressional vote that means nothing?
No, I think a cease and desist means something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because now they'll turn around and sue him for slander. Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Laying the groundwork for
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
And Brandel Chambly pretty much doubled down to ESPN.com.
Yeah, he did.
Said, no, I was very, those words were not just thrown out lightly. I meant what I said.
Is Chambly like the sheriff in town? I mean, nobody else seems to be speaking up about it.
Chambly is, what is Chambly? Chambly's very opinionated.
It's like bad wine. That's what it sounds like.
It does.
Not
Chambly. Chambly. Yeah.
He's very opinionated.
Yeah.
And he's always right.
Is he?
In his mind.
But how about your mind when you listen to what he says?
No, I think he's very old school.
Did Reed cheat?
Yes, Reed did cheat.
So he's right about that.
Yes. Yeah, okay. He raked the sand back behind the ball twice with his club.
Right.
Now, you can say he didn't mean to do it.
I looked at it and
you
noticed
don't,
it.
You don't have to cheat intentionally. Sometimes you could cheat unintentionally, but it's still cheating.
Yeah.
Well, you may not
intent
know.
Intent doesn't matter?
I mean, if you...
Well, no, intent
does
matter,
moves,
but
if
still.
You're moving and sometimes...
No, but he improved his lie. What he did. He improved his life.
You remember Ben Crenshaw back in the day? I don't know if you know this. You might remember this, Craig. Way back. I think he was still he was on the qualify. He was ready to qualify. He had a one-stroke lead. All he had to do was make par. He had a 3-foot putt. He made it, but then penalized himself 2 shots because he said the ball moved.
Yep.
That took him out. He had to wait another year to go pro.
That's what you did? Yeah.
Yeah.
I did hear that story.
Yeah. Tom Weisskopf had one, too, where – something happened. I forget what shot. And it was when it was on TV, but his particular shot wasn't on TV. And somebody said, don't worry, Tom, nobody saw it. And he said, I saw it.
I saw it.
Yeah.
That's integrity. What you do when others are not looking at you, that's true integrity.
Like Judge Snails like kicking a ball. Maybe you should prove your lie, Judge. Yeah. I was interfered with.
Yeah.
Don't count that. Yes, sir.
That's how I roll.
What did Ty shoot today? 75, 74, more like 68. Really? Kicks his ball further.
Yeah.
What did Mr. Webb shoot today? 74, 78? No, more like 68. Oh, really?
Classic.
Oh,
I caddied for a little while. I didn't do that, though.
Yeah, crooked stick, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Caddy with the big boys.
There with Big John? That's where he won his PGA, right?
That's where he, splashed onto the scene.
Came in.
Nobody knew who he was. He was the fourth alternate or sixth alternate.
What, drove
won.
All night.
Drove
to get
all
there,
night. So, yeah.
Never saw the course. Never had a practice round and won.
That's what power does on the golf course.
And I was there that day too as a slash media member slash fan.
Like
got myself a free press pass and hung around basically.
Nice.
No real working.
Didn't
capacity.
Get paid, but just showed up.
I wanted to watch a golf major.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong at all with that.
At a place where I grew up caddying.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
Chris in the car. Winter rules. That's right. Winter rules.
All right, let's get into some of this. Josh McDaniels and his wife in Cleveland. This looks serious.
I think his wife, Laura, I think any time in any sport I have found, on the whole, not every time, but usually, when you take the misses along, you get a pretty good chance of landing that gig.
I only brought the misses along to one job interview. It was my job interview with the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina. I wanted to see if she liked the area before we made a quick decision. Worked out. Spent 7 years there. We're very happy. So she came along.
So say somebody offered you $1 million a year, but your new home would be in radio in Anchorage, Alaska.
Nope.
Would you do it?
I've been asked that question. I've pondered that question.
All right, we'll go Juneau.
Is that better?
No.
Okay.
You know, the suicide rate in Alaska is like number one in the country.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's Alaska. Come on.
All you do is drink and do drugs.
It's got to be like the lowest here in Southwest Florida, right?
Beautiful in the summer.
Beautiful.
For 2 minutes.
Okay, Pete, let me answer the question this way.
And you couldn't move. You'd have to stay there.
For how long?
Forever.
No, I'm not staying.
Well, otherwise, it's
too easy.
Wait,
so I get $1 million a year for my entire life?
Okay, so at least 10 years.
You're talking $10 million?
$10 million.
Would I move there?
I might learn how to ice fish.
Heavy taxes.
I might.
I mean, I got
$5-6 for a box of Cheerios.
I got to set up for retirement. I got kids in college. Everything's a breeze when you start making that seventh figure now.
Because you can't just be... You go there for 1 year and leave. That's too easy.
Hold on.
No, you got to learn how to crab fish.
Yeah. What's the tax rate there?
High.
State income
tax?
Well,
it's like Hawaii.
No. I think they give every resident like $500 in their tax return because you're in Alaska.
Yeah, but like Hawaii where like a box of cereal is $6, $7, milk is hard.
Yeah, like you always hear at the end of the fast food commercials, rates not, you know,
not
applicable
apply.
In Alaska, Alaska, Hawaii.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, it costs so much more to ship out there.
Yeah.
So, but, you know.
Now I could see Russia from my house.
Million here. You and Sarah hanging out. And
maybe.
So you, $1 million for 10 years. Yeah.
$1 million for 10 years?
$1 million for 10. You'd have to stay there in Juneau or
no ISD or
Anchorage,
no Comrex.
Fairbanks. You can go to the Alaska. I'll throw this little caveat to you. You can, you have a decade-long pass to the Alaskan shootout. You see some good basketball at least
once a year.
Well,
that's not sealing the deal. Can I have...
it should have some good teams.
Can I have 8 weeks vacation so I get the hell out of there every once in a while?
Yeah, you got to have vacation.
No. I'm giving you $1 million. You get 2 weeks vacation.
2 weeks? Screw that.
Wait, so I get $1 million per year, right?
Per year.
Right, per year.
So $10 million to be there for 48 weeks out of 480 weeks?
Well, 50 weeks.
No, I guess, Yeah, 50 weeks.
I think you probably have to do it. Now, here's the beauty.
Yeah, I think you have to do it as
well. Here's the beauty of it. There's no market in Alaska that can afford to pay any radio host $1 million in Alaska.
Well, that's why I'm
syndicated.
Well, then you don't do it from there.
No, you're not doing it from there.
Syndicated, you can do from anywhere.
No. Yeah, no syndicated. I'm just...
I don't like your scenario.
Well, it's...
I would do it.
It's a big sacrifice.
I probably would do it for
having
the money.
Never lived in the cold, I feel fairly confident I could
you
do it.
You would be dead in a year. You wouldn't make it. I could see him with snowshoes on, and I mean the ones that look like tennis rackets, and you're trying to move, and you fall, you hit your head, you're not on purpose, but. You're not found.
We'd find
you're
him,
not found
no,
for
we'd
a
find
week.
Him like 9 years later. He'd
buried
be
under
like,
some avalanche.
He'd be
some...
buried in that permafrost, and he wouldn't be decayed like 9 years later. And just
cut open a
dead.
Polar bear stomach, and there's part of Chris, you know, still with his Alabama hat.
Roll Tide!
Roll Tide, guys!
By the way, at the end of that 10 years, Alabama's no longer a dominating figure in the SEC because the boys in Mississippi have taken over the league.
It's not out of the realm.
It's not out of the realm. Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach are dominating now.
I am so excited for the Egg Bowl.
Oh, we're going to get... did we have Mike Leach? Because Mike Leach was hysterical at his press conference today, I guess. He brought a cowbell, started ringing it at the podium.
We're going to play. We're going to dig that up. We'll find it. We're going to play that at 3 o'clock. I think we're going to find that. That's worthwhile. How do we even get on this Cockamamie suggestion of $1 million Alaska? How did that? What happened,
Pete?
What happened, Pete?
Pete.
I was all ready to talk NFL. Is it because Josh McDaniels has to go to Cleveland?
Yeah.
Make sure the wife liked it.
There was a conversation. There was
You said your wife wanted. Did you want to sort the Citadel? Make sure she liked the area.
Comparing Cleveland to Alaska.
Well, I was comparing more the Citadel and somebody's wife. So if now, how would your wife feel about it?
Alaska or Cleveland?
Both your wives. If you said, hey, I'm getting a 10-year, $10 million offer from to go to...
I think my wife would say...
But only 2 weeks vacation.
Let's go to Burlington Coat Factory.
No, I'll tell you what my wife would say. She would want me to do it. Not necessarily. She wouldn't necessarily come along with me.
Right.
She goes, well, we can afford to keep the house in Naples here. I'll stay here.
Well, and I think that this is a different... question for the two of us, just because I've got, you know, once my 10 years are up, still got half my life in front of me. I can spend that $10 million pretty quickly.
And probably $5 million in the bank after taxes and expenses, you're ready to go.
Right, there you go.
You can retire.
You. I'm outliving you, first of all.
If I move to Alaska, you might be right about that.
Well, you know what? You'd be like, you know.
I've always wanted to get, you know, Deadliest Catch
Oh, jeez.
You get stuck in an iceberg and Chris will be cryogenically frozen for 100 years.
Now, when I lived in Houston, people from all over the world, our neighborhood was very international because of the oil business in Houston. And a lot of people, in fact, I had some neighbors that lived in Alaska for like 10 years before they moved to Houston. They loved it. Said it was absolutely beautiful.
Enrique, friend on Playa, he lived in Alaska.
Yeah, he moved here
from Alaska. Not that he drove through the
Playa.
He took a ferry and drove here.
No, that's about the biggest move you can make from Alaska to Southwest Florida. I mean, if you went to Miami or the Keys, it'd be a little bit further, but that's up there on the list. That's a long move.
When he first told me that almost 3 years ago, I thought he was joking.
Yeah. No, it was very serious.
Yeah.
No, he absolutely Alaska.
Did. You know what would be better? This could simplify the whole thing.
Quick. Not Alaska?
No. Why don't we just make $1 million and stay here?
Right.
Now you're talking.
Right.
Now you got my attention.
That's too easy. You're
no, not easy. I'm a little bit shy.
I may have to amend the situation where you have to bring your wife.
Really?
Yeah, because otherwise that's too easy again.
I don't think my wife wants to live in Alaska, but she would definitely want me to make $1 million a year.
10 more years, 10 million.
That put me...
Say you got...
And then I could retire afterward, huh?
You could.
I don't know.
I'm tired of moving. Probably net about $7 million after taxes and everything else.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got to spend some of it. $7 million.
Yeah, right, so. Six. Well, you're not going to... Probably wouldn't spend a million. Well, maybe you might.
I don't think so.
You could become... if you want to do your bookmaking thing on the side, you could do that.
Sure. Yeah. Oh! That'd be a lot more fun. Oh, no, that reminds me. So last night on Jeopardy, the World Super Jeopardy.
Oh, I didn't see
hard
questions
again.
Each night they've been showing a behind-the-scenes feature of each of the guys. Yep. And last night was the feature of the...
James Holzhauer.
Yeah, James Holzhauer.
Holzhauer, who's the professional sports guy. Oh, lives there in Vegas with his wife. Just sports game. I turned around to my wife. I said, that's what I want to be when I grow up. I just want to be a professional sports gambler. Oh, how awesome that would that be?
He's
she looks
he's
at
a
me
good
really?
Poker player too. He's a good poker player.
Well, he's all about the numbers. Yeah, he does play poker. Yeah. So, and he kind of looked like me lately as we're out the dog track every.
But you
got to
get the bankroll going. You don't. Yeah. You got to make a score, and then you got to invest wisely. And he's very, very intelligent. He's very smart. He's not an idiot by any means.
He's like me.
Well, they're all very. smart.
He hedges. I mean, he knows how to hedge everything. He knows. He's not one to go. Yeah, I want $1 million. Here's $1 million on one game. He's not doing that.
Although I do notice when they all bet, more frequently than not, they're all in.
Oh, for the idea, I think on that tournament you have to, kind of. But I haven't seen anybody get to double all in with 15,000. That's been most like 4,000, 8,000 points.
Yeah.
For now, but
so I guess tonight's the last one, right?
No, it continues to next week.
It's a 2 week deal.
It's the first 1-3, so it tells me it's going to come right down the wire because I looked ahead on my Xfinity guide this week, and it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There's four more episodes, really, so eight more games. So that tells me everybody's going to be 2-2-2 at some point, and
that makes sense. And
also, that guy on the right that I'm rooting for, who hadn't won squat yet, is going to have a strong comeback.
So has a chance.
Brad,
yeah,
Brad
yeah.
Routers,
yeah.
Rooters,
yeah,
yeah,
Rooter,
yeah, that guy.
Oh, I unclogged a toilet this morning.
All right, that's a hard left. Okay.
So last night, my 3-year-old went to the bathroom to drop some heat.
Right.
Clogged my toilet.
Right.
Like, flushed it. The bowl would fill up and drop back down. I'm using my plunger. I cannot get it, but I don't have a great plunger. I got a plunger with, you guys know the poop emoji on, like, your iPhone?
Yeah, you got a kitty plunger.
Right, my plunger is the poop emoji.
That's not going to work.
I thought it was hilarious. Anyway. About 20 minutes into this thing, plunging.
20?
Maybe not 20, maybe 10.
Yeah.
There's a lot of,
your
lot
little
of plunging.
One, the little one clogged
up. No, the 3-year-old.
No, the little one's still in diapers.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So anyway, I'm plunging this thing and it hits me. It's like, you know what, Chris? Maybe this isn't a real plunger. So I was going to go to the store, but fun story, I forgot my phone here last night at work.
That's twice this week now.
Twice?
And my phone has like a wallet on it. So I've got everything in one. So I couldn't go out and buy a plunger last night.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I closed the lid on the toilet. I shut the door thinking maybe it'll work itself out.
Oh, jeez.
I woke up this morning, didn't work itself out. So I'm like, you know what, Chris? I took a wire hanger.
Yeah.
I undid it.
Yeah.
I got the hook, shoved it in there,
kind
of pulled it out a couple times.
Yeah.
Didn't pull anything out specifically.
I was going to say, did a Tonka truck or something come out?
Nothing specific came out, but I hit the flush and it worked.
Yeah.
I was one of the happiest guys. Been a good day.
Yeah.
Been a good Friday so far.
You know, yesterday you were having a good day. You were playing music that you were happy about.
It's been a nice week, I think.
Yeah. We've
had all in
week.
All,
yeah.
Cap it off with some nice football tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, that's yeah, good. I did a manly thing around the house.
I tried yet another thing with my stove.
The turtle wax?
Yeah.
From The Price is Right?
Yeah.
It goes for $3.99.
Yeah. It didn't work. So I'm about out of ideas. I think I'm just going to have to fork over $300 to get a new glass top for my stove.
Happy birthday.
You say the warranty is expired? You say the warranty is expired?
I got my wife looking at that. They said any problems you had to report within 7 days. This has been we've had it for a month.
How do they know? How did they know it didn't happen last night?
I should have reported it in their minds within the first 7 days.
Well, you got it. You can say it happened last night. How are they going to know?
Rules are rules, Pete Shepard.
Okay, at least try.
We will.
$300. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
You know, if you just would have listened to me last night, then you could have had that much money.
That was easy.
I did win on your suggestion. Not as much.
North Florida minus 11.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm only covered by two baskets.
It was
never in doubt.
It was comfortable the whole way. They got up by 20 with about 5 minutes left. I think it was 14 at the half or 12 at the half.
Yep.
My Stone Cold Lock at the end of the show came through. You're welcome. I'm now 4-2.
You didn't give one.
No, I said I didn't want to. And then I said, well, what's the fun of that? And I gave the Blazers Wolves. I said, freaking tape.
I don't think it was official, though.
No, it was.
I'll go back and listen.
You're kind of nonchalantly.
No, you're not doing that. I got it right. I'm 4-2. I only won by a point. I mean, it was a squeaker. But I got it right.
I can find this real fast.
You really gonna go? Okay, you go back to the final segment.
I really don't think you like
my exact
I'm not
words.
Tonight.
I really don't like anything tonight. I'm thinking about sitting this one out. Then I said, "Well, let me give one," and I did.
I know you gave out something, but I don't know how official it was.
That's official. When I give it out on the airwaves, stop it! Stop
I don't
it!
Know.
This is Georgia all over again, putting words in my mouth that never
Georgia
happened.
Georgia all over again.
It is. I'm not putting up with this bleep. This is ridiculous.
Total wax costs $37 in Alaska.
Are you going to replay the final segment? Right
I got
now?
It.
There we go.
I got it.
Yeah,
right, fine.
This is
go.
From yesterday.
Right,
at
cool.
Well, I don't know what time it was.
5:53.
One Craig Sheeman.
Here's the deal: 4 games tonight. Can I take the night off? I don't like any games.
Yeah, you can take the night off.
I mean, if there's a slight miss, it's Trailblazers and T-Wolves, but.
You don't love it, don't give it.
They got the line right on 3 of the 4
There's
games tonight.
There's no law that says you have to do shekels every night.
I have action on 4 games personally. I'm just questioning.
How many games are on the slate?
4. I got something right.
You never said
four.
It.
I don't know if I want to give one out to the audience tonight because I don't love the line. It's going to be touch and go all night long. I'll be checking the phone for scores late night tonight.
Can't win the lotto unless you buy a ticket, right?
You see 2 on TNT. Should be a couple of good games on TNT.
Hang on. I'll take a pass tonight. I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
I kind of like the Sixers in that spot.
Hold on. Keep going.
Tonight, he's out indefinitely, actually, with the hand issue.
Well, they got to put his finger
back on. Suck the last 2 games.
But the Celtics aren't going to suck the rest of the season.
No,
at some point, they'll turn it around.
They did last night.
I'm staying away from that.
It's only a 2-point favorite, which is kind of... Philly's only favored by 2.
All right, so I got a strong pass tonight. Pete Shepard, what you got?
All right.
I stand corrected.
How about that?
I thought I gave it. All right, so only 3-2 instead
and
of 4-2.
And the tape remains undefeated.
2-0. Should have done a sandwich bet.
No, the tape is 1-0-1. It's a push. No, all right, fine.
So our records are the same now, huh? 3-2.
3-2.
Yeah.
I got 3 big misses tonight, though. I'm putting 3 on the board tonight.
3 big misses?
Yeah. Vegas is wrong on 3 games.
So you got
there's,
3.
There's 10 NBA games tonight.
Call them live mistakes.
3 of them, they're wrong.
Don't say misses. It sounds like you're going to give out 3 losers.
Oh.
If you say I got 3 misses tonight, that means you're not going to hit.
It's not good. I go the other way.
Yeah.
I got three
if you want to say I got 3 line mistakes for you, that's
okay. That's what I'm saying, Pete Shepard.
You guaranteeing 3-0 or the rest of the year is free?
Sure. Absolutely. The rest of the year is free. What am I getting now?
good karma.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll share those with you at the end of the show.
I like the picks for Pigskin Picks this week. There's 3 games that I really like on this board.
Really?
Well, 2 NFL, and then I love the college game.
Do you?
Love the college game.
All the money's going on LSU?
And everybody's wrong. Everybody's wrong.
Disagree.
Says the guy 20 games below .500.
We're just drinking Kool-Aid as the public. That's all we're doing. Really? And Vegas is going to sit back. Not just Vegas. Vegas, Delaware, New Jersey,
they're all jumping on
Indiana.
My bandwagon. Now they jump on my
they're
bandwagon.
They're all on the bandwagon.
That's fine. I've been on the bandwagon. I led the charge.
Vegas built itself on suckers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't be one Monday night.
All right.
Line is 6 right now. The total is 69.5.
6.5.
It's down to 6, but I mean, I'm 6 and 6.5, and
that's crazy.
69.5 is the total.
All right. Should be good. All right. We'll talk about some of the. We'll do some actual sports and dive deep into some of these games, all the games this weekend. And again, that includes the national championship for college football as well. But obviously, we got the 4 NFL games.
The college football playoff seems like a year ago.
I know.
The semis, a year ago.
It'll be over 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
The first bowl game was 21 days ago.
Oh, Lord.
And we still have to wait
Lord.
To get to the championship.
There's one state who's undefeated this bowl season.
Really?
One state?
I mean, is it like a Hawaii where there's only one school that's prominent?
No, the state is 4-0.
Florida State lost, so it's not them.
Miami lost too.
Michigan. Yeah.
But
multiple games, right? Or just one?
Yeah, four, you know, the bowl season, so you play once.
Yeah.
4-0.
Not Texas.
This state.
Texas is not back.
Not Ohio, not Michigan.
Let's tease it. Let's come back with the answer.
Okay. All right. I like that. Don't forget, we've got all the doubleheaders for NFL Saturday and Sunday right here. Saturday, it starts at 4 at Minnesota, San Francisco, Tennessee, and Baltimore. The Sunday action starts at 2:30, Houston, Kansas City, by Seattle and Green Bay at the Frozen Tundra. All brought to you by Twin Peaks right here on 99.3 ESPN. Sheeman and Shepard on a Friday, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Friday. I'm Craig, he's Pete. Chris on the other side of the glass with the ones and twos, and we are ready to go. All right, Chris, you big tease going into the break. Said that there's one state that is undefeated in bowl games. Well, not just one undefeated, but undefeated like
4-0. 4-0, yeah.
I got it, yep.
Yep, that state would be Louisiana.
That's right.
Louisiana Tech defeated Miami of Ohio. Tulane defeated Southern Miss. Louisiana beat,
Louisiana Tech beat Miami.
Yeah. I saw. So they beat both Miamis.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How about that? And then LSU beat Oklahoma in the semifinal. So got to win one more to go 5-0, though.
Gotcha. That'd be cool.
All right, you ready for this? I just tweeted this out.
All right.
Oh, man. It's about food. At the Packers playoff game this weekend.
Yes.
And I tweeted out the picture. Playoff poutine.
Oh, I love poutine.
French fries.
Oh.
Johnsonville brat coins. Fresh cheese curds, which of course is essential to any poutine. It's Kudahai, that great bacon company. Slab bacon. Chicken gravy. Beer mustard. Crema and scallions, and it's served in an old-style football helmet. Craig, look at this real quick.
Oh. All right, hold on. What is poutine?
Poutine is a Canadian dish.
It's French fries and gravy.
You got to have cheese curds, though. You got to have the cheese curds in it.
Right. Well, I would tell him what it is, but he took his headphones off, so
yeah,
it doesn't really matter what I tell him right now.
Yeah. What?
Any poutine, you have to have the cheese curds and French fries involved. And
poutine is spectacular.
It's a very heavy dish. But
spectacular.
But with the Johnsonville brat coins.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah, the slab. It's very famous in
popular Canadian.
Why is
that not surprising?
Why is that a problem?
It's just not surprising.
I've never heard anybody do a, hey, you want some poutine?
No, poutine.
No, that's just poutine.
People have it on the menu down here. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
Is it spelled like the president of Russia?
It's usually P-O-U-T-I-N-E.
Close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Putin.
Is it a Russian food?
It's a breakfast brunch type of thing, but it's very heavy.
Very
and rich,
heavy. Yeah.
And rich. Normally, you would almost share it, really.
Well.
It's almost like the French version of glorified nachos, but not chips. It's fries.
Yeah.
But Johnsonville brought
you got to eat it with a fork.
Fresh cheese curd. You
can't eat that by hand.
No. I mean, you can kind of pick up pieces of it if you want to be there. Chicken gravy, beer mustard, cremant, and scallions, and oyster. Oh, my God.
Looks good.
Yeah.
I saw that Green Bay is paying people $12 an hour to shovel the stands.
Yeah, that's pretty common.
Yeah, I know.
A few years ago,
Buffalo, they do it all the time.
The Bills would give out free tickets if you came and shoveled snow.
You can't get free tickets at Green Bay in January.
No, you can't.
Which is amazing to me in one way.
But what they'll do,
so cold.
They'll do something for you, though. All the stadiums and the teams, they'll do something.
Well, give me $12 an hour and a little poutine for lunch.
Poutine.
All right.
Picture poo.
Poo?
Teen. Like T-E-N. That's how it's pronounced. Poutine.
All right, so picture what Chris unclogged from the toilet last night. Poo and teen. Okay.
You would love it. You'd have to share it.
All right.
Yeah, that's poutine's delicious.
That's a big inside a football house. I mean, that's.
I got a spot in the Cape that you would really like.
Yeah.
And they got a good poutine.
Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. How many calories is this thing?
Yeah, it's loaded.
It depends how big. I mean, this is a very that's four people at least.
Yes, it's a very heavy. I mean, the base is French fries.
Yeah,
right.
And cheese curds
and gravy.
I mean, yeah. Yes. I mean, it's
more heavy gravy.
More slab heavy bacon. Gravy, please.
But this is high end. You know, Kudahai, I think it's pronounced. I mean, that's a big baking company. That is, you know, they were on Amazon. You can, you know, restaurants all over the world. Or the, over the well, over
and
this
it's nice to see a sporting event putting out some quality food.
Yeah,
you know, there's like an E60 going around. It's probably a year ago where they followed around like the food industry in some of these major baseball, basketball, football stadiums and arenas.
Right,
disgusting.
But don't we do a show every year in the spring about all the amazing things you can get at a baseball stadium?
Well, usually that week we also do an amazing show about all the crap that's happened over the restaurants that have been shut down and where's the worst. We always go with the best and the worst grades. We do.
Because I think these arenas as of late have had to upgrade their game. And I think they've been trying to because. Look, they're trying to get you in the seats. The experience of sitting at home on your couch is way better than going to the game these days.
You're absolutely right. And it's more about, I mean, I think the government has cracked down a lot. It's not so much inside the upscale restaurants or up in the luxury boxes, but it's the average hot dog vendor that's going up and down. You know, where are those hot dogs? Where have they been? How long have they been out? I mean, is there mold on the bread? I mean, that's the stuff that I worry about.
I told you famously about the story about the giant snow cone vendor at Houston back where they were.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't tell. No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
All I got to say is
the pee cone?
If you look, no, it wasn't pee.
It was poo.
If you looked under
poutine.
The door.
Oh, that's right.
It was poutine. You look under the door of the stall, there's a tray of melting snow cones and two legs with pants around the knees.
Oh God.
We saw that picture.
That was on the front page of the Houston Chronicle. Somebody snapped it with their phone and told on him. I mean, hey, the vendor paid for all those. He had to sell them, and can't you set them down? Mm-hmm. Got to go. You got to go.
I wouldn't take my food into the John with me. I would.
Where are you going to put it, Pete? Nobody's
not
gonna steal
there.
It. Nobody's going to steal it, right? Yeah.
I wouldn't keep it in the bathroom. I don't know what I'd do, but I wouldn't bring it in the bathroom.
What would you do? I need a solution. You can't just say you can't bring it in the bathroom. What would you do? You're financially responsible for those 24 snow cones.
Go back to the nearest counter or police somebody and say, just hold this for a few minutes.
Pete, it's all the way on the counter. Pete, it's all the way over in left field. I'm sitting by first base.
Well,
I got to go.
There are concession stands near. They're everywhere. Just go to the nearest concession stand and say, I work for the company here. Hold this a second. I got to go poop. Well,
and you know he probably didn't wash either, right?
Oh, stop it. Oh.
A little extra something on your snow cone.
That's gross. You're a child.
Who, me?
Yes.
Why am I a child?
You're a child.
All I'm doing is reporting a news story that happened 5 years ago.
Fact. Accurate.
Spot on. Fact.
But the Astros stealing signs was the worst thing to go on in that stadium, right?
Not fact. Oh, that's great. New segment. Purdue Burger Kyle likes to bust my chops. This here's a new segment for y'all. Culturing Craig. Have him try new things.
Not a bad idea.
Start to have him by trying some poutine.
Poutine.
You would absolutely love it.
I'm sure I would. It looks, I like everything on that picture.
Yeah, poutine's delicious.
Yeah, and it can be done.
I've just never heard of it.
A poutine, but the basic two ingredients are the fries and the cheese curds. That and a gravy.
Possible I've known it by another name? People don't mention the word poutine every day.
No, because you have to have cheese curds.
It's big up north. Like, Canada is known for poutine.
That's one of the national dishes, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Canada, Tim Hortons is offering to give free coffee to the Duke and Duchess of Sussex if they do move to Canada.
Do you know what I read today?
Huh.
The person that was most influential on them to make this move was Oprah.
What?
And
oh, because she's in close with him on, they're doing something
together. They're doing
business.
Yeah. They've already trademarked stuff.
She's gonna sponsor him.
Sussex Royal is now trademarked. They're going to make $500 million.
Oh, my God.
This is a business venture.
Yeah.
Screw the Royals. We're going to North America and making some money.
But Meghan Markle can't go back now.
Oh, yeah. She's evil. I mean, she's, the whole country
hates
her.
She can't go back. They're calling it Megxit.
Megxit.
Yeah.
Megxit.
Awesome. Banished. It's just like Game of Thrones.
That is
kicked
fantastic.
Out.
Wow. Think about that. Okay, think about a girl. Maybe, a young girl, 3, 4, 5 years, she dreams of growing up and marrying a prince like a fairy tale.
Being a princess.
And then yanking him out of the country and making him an unprince and having your way. She wins. She's got a reality TV special already offered. I don't know if they'll do that. They might. They look like they're cash. Look, if you're a prince, if you're him, look, you came in second in the lottery, right? You came up one short. You're not going to be the king, so I might as well cash out. And now his brother's going, oh, my God, this stinks for me.
Well, maybe it's only temporary. I know they say it's banned, but for now.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Is he ever allowed back in the country? Can he?
Well, I read it was just a diminished role, not an eliminated
What's
role.
What's the wax museum?
Madame Tussauds. I've been there.
They've taken Harry and Meghan out of the royal.
They have?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah.
That's a really cool place. Yeah. I got to say, that was freaky
being in there. But I think it'd be cool.
Wow. Yep.
And then they do those cool videos where the celebrity will actually go in there as, try to pretend to be the wax statue.
Yeah.
And somebody goes up to take a picture and they think it's the wax statue. They turn around. Oh, my gosh. It's really Robert Downey Jr. So cool.
They should do a wax thing of me. I could do that.
Why?
Why not? you've really made it. Not your little $1 million a year scenario in Alaska. If you get a wax statue of you over there, where is that? Is that Parrot? No. Where is that famous museum?
What? Madame Tussauds in England. London. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You get that done, you're famous. You're big time.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a bobblehead of me from about.
We should get Sheena the Shepherd bobbleheads. That'd be cool. Does it look like
you? Yes. It's hysterical. And it's got me holding. It's got my cross outside this black golf shirt, and I have a golf club leaning up against it. It's very good. Somebody had it made for me.
Are you wearing a number 12 jersey in the
bobblehead? No. It was a black golf shirt. No. Should have.
Yeah. No doubt. All right. I feel like we need to get this show going. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I mean, we got Sound Street next.
Sound Street, and then we'll start breaking down all the games. And then we'll start breaking down all the games.
I want to hear the Mike Leach video.
Oh, yeah. We got to get the Mike Leach stuff. I'll punch it up here. But he brought the cowbell to the podium.
Brian brings up a good point about my trivia question. The state of Kentucky might be 3-0.
Kentucky won their game. I know that.
But they're not going to be 4-0.
Western Kentucky.
Wasn't your question 4-0 specific? Win?
Yeah, no, it was 4-0 specific, but I did
you could say virtually any state is...
Well, the only undefeated, though. I believe that's how I position it, the only undefeated state in
There's
college
gotta
football
bowl.
There's
got to be a handful of states with just one team that made it to a bowl game, and they won it.
You know what? Wyoming beat Georgia State, so
there
I would venture to say Wyoming is 1-0.
But I know you and Pete like to rain on my little statistics and go back to the video, audio tape, and all that garbage, but I'm back you up here, Chris. I think you stipulated... Only undefeated team at four state at 4-0.
Okay.
Cool. Which they could be 5-0 on Monday night.
Glad to hear that.
No, I'll back you guys up, even though you crap on me all the time.
That's not that crap on you. Get out of here.
Come on.
Nonsense.
I don't know.
Eric says, I'm heading to the Naples track to bet dogs tonight. I've heard boxing the trifecta is the way to go. Any other advice? Yeah, boxing the trifecta is you're going to make the most money. It's also very hard to do. Especially with dogs. It's hard to do with horses. Forget about dogs that most people don't know.
And 305.
You know what to do, though, Eric? I would say, you know, if you want to do that, just play the same three numbers every single race and hope to hit. Play the same amount. Do $5 on, what did it have, 9 or 10 races?
I don't know.
And try it that way. Just bet the same numbers. And all you got to do is hit once, and depending if the odds are decent.
Yeah, Oregon's 1-0. You know, there's a lot of those states.
Yeah.
All right. You were going to read a text from 305?
Hawaii's 1-0. Oh, yeah, 305 says Pete's on the Xfinity commercial, so I would say he's made it.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's big Love time. Xfinity.
That's big time. All right, a trip down Sound Street is coming up next. Then a lot of stuff to get to at the 3 o'clock hour, and then it gets crazy at the 4 o'clock hour with Pigskin Picks, Gabe Morenci, and Wikipedia, which, by the way, today, or is it today or tomorrow, is National Hug a Redhead?
This weekend is National Kiss a Ginger Day.
Okay, so wow. Ginger trivia.
Ginger trivia.
Okay.
Mostly sports, but we start off in the pop culture world.
Okay, very good.
And then go to sports.
Can't wait.
And real quick, if you're going to class at LSU this week, you don't have to, at least Monday and Tuesday. They just canceled classes Monday and Tuesday at the flagship campus in Baton Rouge. The university, though, will remain open. No school today or tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday.
And a shout-out to Brian, who's been sitting in the parent pickup line for 30 minutes.
Oh,
God bless you. Been there, done that. He said, send me some more fact. He'll be our fact checker if we need. He's got nothing else to do. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Don't forget, college football championship Monday night starts at 6:30. Clemson and LSU, brought to you by Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, Vikings 49ers this weekend. Adam Thielen is hopeful. He's got a scratch that required some stitches on a bad ankle. Says he's hopeful to play on Saturday.
You just trust the doctors and the opinions, and you do whatever it takes to get out there on Saturday, and that's my mindset. I'm preparing for Saturday, and like I said, I'm going to do what it takes to help this team win, and whatever that is, whatever that role is, I'm going to be out there and do my thing.
All right. So, well, yeah, they need him out there, no doubt about it. Kyle Shanahan says for the 49ers, it's felt like the playoffs for a long, long time.
That's what I do think has been neat about this year is, you know, we didn't just really fall into it at the end. You know, starting out 8-0 like we did, and, you know, where everyone's trying to catch you, and you don't really clinch anything until the last week or the week before. You know, every week has kind of felt like playoffs to us. I mean, when you work so hard to start out that way, lots of people relax at the last couple games because you've done it, and it's been neat that we were able to start out the way, have a pretty good record all year, but we've never been able to relax.
All right. Oh, that'd be a good game. Also, we've got Tennessee and Baltimore. Mike Vrabel says, you got to go after Lamar Jackson.
That was a message to the team that when he has the ball in his hand, everyone is at the point of attack. It could start over here. They could read this guy. He could go back inside. He could follow the running back. He could come back over here. Like, there's a design to the play, and then he just is like, I'm going to go make a play. So I think that we're all at the point of attack, the 11 guys that are out there when he has the ball.
Meanwhile, Earl Thomas from Baltimore pretty confident that the Ravens could do a better job than the Patriots did on tackling Derrick Henry.
I think Tannehill probably threw like 17 times last game for like 75 yards in a playoff game, and they still won. You know, that's a credit to how hard he's running and their O-line. He's a cutback runner. He's very patient. He'll find creases. And guys didn't seem like they was too interested in tackling him. So I think our mindset is a little different. I think we're going to try to tackle him. We're going to try to swarm. And we're going to see how it plays out.
So wrong. He only threw 12 times.
All right.
The rest of it's
He's off.
The rest of it's accurate.
Making his point even further.
Yes. No, yes. All right. Houston and Kansas City. Bill O'Brien, a lot of respect for Andy Reid.
I think we play a lot over the years. You know, we've gotten them a couple times. They've gotten us a couple times. I mean, it's just the respect that I have for Andy Reid. You know, Andy and I are friends, and, you know, I've learned a lot from Andy at the meetings, the combine, and at the owners' meeting. We we meet a lot with a group of coaches, and he's just he's a great football coach. He's got a great football team, and we're going to have a great week here at practice, and we're going to go up there and try to do as good as we can do on each and every play. But we know that it's a very tough game and a tough environment, but we're excited about it.
Now, that's a coaching tree.
Do as well as we can do.
Meanwhile, let's not get grammatically. Patrick Mahomes says Watson is never out of a game. He can always bring his team back.
If you've watched Deshaun since college, and I'm sure even since high school, they're never out of a game. I mean, he's someone that can make big plays happen no matter what the scenario is, and he's going to fight until the end. And so you know that going into the game, so you know that coming in as an offense and as a defense and as a team, you have to make sure that you're on top of it all game long. It's going to be a 60-minute fight or even longer, whatever it takes. I mean, you have to make sure that you come in with that mentality that you're going to play your best football every single snap.
Quickly to Seattle and Green Bay at the Frozen Tundra. Russell Wilson, who's I believe we established yesterday, has never won at Green Bay, says this will be a battle.
Yeah, I think for us to be able to go up, you know, and go to Green Bay and play in Lambeau and everything else for a playoff game is going to be a great matchup. They have a great defense. They got guys, you know, flying around in defense line in particular, and so we got to be ready to go. And in terms of Aaron, you know, like I said, the game's never over.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs, you actually simplify things. Don't overthink stuff.
I mean, I think it's just talking to the young guys who haven't played, just reassuring them this is, you know, obviously it's a more important game because win or go home, but the mindset needs to stay the same. I think that's what can happen is you just make it a little bit too big. You try and do a little too much, more than you have been doing. So, you know, reminders about how important just doing your role is and doing what got us to this point. And it's the little things and guys not trying to do too much, which in fact win these games instead of maybe the alternative thinking that you have to do even more to win the games. It's actually not that.
Translation, I don't need to audibleize as much.
No doubt. All right, we'll continue to keep an eye on the Josh McDaniels, Cleveland Browns situation thing. We've got audio from Mike Leach at his press conference.
Yeah,
haven't heard it yet. This is going to be a gem.
I haven't heard it yet either.
Oh, it's 4 years, 20 mil. Okay,
yep.
There we go. Just saw the number. All right, very good. We got all that coming up. Stay with us. Don't forget Pigskin Picks and Gabe Morenci later on in the program and Wikipedia. It's a Friday. Sheeman and Shepherd. Don't forget, an hour away from the Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab, your chance to win $1,000 as well, brought to you by Duncan's Diamonds. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.